For those of you that don't know, we have really quite an entertainment venue right across the state line from our studio here in Sharon over in Pine Plains, and it's known as the Stissing Center. The Stissing Center is constantly having presentations, concerts each and every weekend, and we're happy to speak today to some of those who will be at the Stissing Center on April 18th, this coming Saturday, a group known as Bees in the Barn. And we welcome August Eriksmoen and Jordan Shapiro. Welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Thanks,
Hello.
Michael.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So how long have you guys been entertaining together?
Well, Jordan and I believe you can correct me if I'm misremembering Jordan, but I think Jordan and I started casually playing together in, I think, 2017.
2016,
2016.
right after I moved to Beacon. So 20,
Gotcha. Okay.
almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, basically, playing on our porches and it was just really clicking, and we were I think at that time we were kind of both interested in playing stuff like David Grisman and Matt Flinner and kind of progressive bluegrass and newgrass and some old stuff as well, and at some point we sort of we said we should probably start playing in front of people, because we I mean we'd both done a that all our lives, but not with each other. And so we started doing that a little bit, and then Nate came on board, our bass player, who lived a few blocks away from us, and then I think pretty soon we thought, well, the stuff we're playing, most people don't even recognize it anyway, so we may as well just write our own stuff. And Jordan and I have always been writers, through our lives, and so we started doing that, and that was a ton of fun. And then we decided we should have a fiddle player, and it just kind of grew from there.
And when did it
Is that
become Bees in the Barn, and why do you call it Bees in the Barn?
well, I think we were it I think we played with a few different band names, and as a lot of folks know, one of the hard parts about a name for anything is it searchable? Is it already taken on the internet? And we kept coming up against that. And then we had a one of our compositions was called Bees in the Barn, which I actually think is either my wife or my daughter actually came up with that name, and I just thought it was a great name or a great title. And so one of our tunes was named that. And before our first album came out, we really had to, decide on a band name forever. And at some point, I think we just sort of went, well, that's a good band name. Why don't we just use that? And
Yeah.
everyone went, yeah, let's do that. And then I searched it to see if the domain was available, and it was. And it was just a very kind of unique name, believe it or not. So we went, that's great. And it's just felt really good. It's felt like the right vibe for us.
Everything fell into place because I know how hard it is to find a name these days that someone else isn't already using.
Very difficult. I couldn't
Correct. Yeah.
believe how difficult it was. We'd come up with something, we thought, oh, that's unique, and you'd look it up and you'd get, 8 million hits on that name.
Yeah, we spent a long time brainstorming, like many sessions, just hours upon hours devoted to trying to come up with a different name. And in the end, we're like, oh, we already have it. It's just the name of a song we have. So.
Yeah, that was a relief.
Now you do all your own original material, yes?
Yes, we do. I mean, it depends, like at this concert, we're gonna mix it up. We're gonna do about half and half. We're gonna do a lot of our own stuff, and we're also gonna do a bunch of like traditional bluegrass and newgrass songs. Because the our original material is all instrumental. And so we thought it'd be fun for it's often nice for folks just to have that, and then also have singings. We love to do that too.
Yeah, it probably depends on the nature of the event.
Yes.
Sometimes we'll do more events that are open to the public, maybe at a farm or at a municipal location. And as August said, our pieces are very cerebral and instrumental. And unless you have a crowd there that is really experienced with that kind of listening and environment of just, sometimes people want to hear some singing. So yeah, it's fun to throw and to also attract a bluegrass audience. Not all bluegrass audiences are really used to sitting down and listening to a complete instrumental concert. So if you want, we want to bring in the bluegrass audience because we know they'll definitely be able to enjoy our original material. So by throwing in some standards, whether it's an old, 100-year-old folk tune reimagined in a more modern way, or maybe just a song that bluegrass bands, a band wrote from the 70s or 80s, it's nice to throw those in there, interspersed with our originals.
Now, how far and wide do you play?
Not too far. We're really just a regional band. We've haven't really gone south of New York City and haven't really gone north of Pine Plains. So, we're pretty much, a Hudson Valley band, Hudson Valley. Yeah, I'm trying to think if we've gone even. I mean, we do events, as I said. We sometimes we get hired for more private events, and those might maybe bring us to like Connecticut or New Jersey. But yeah, when
Vermont
we
sometimes, Vermont, New
Vermont, yeah,
Hampshire,
Vermont, actually, that's yeah.
Massachusetts, we've been there a few times.
Massachusetts.
Awesome.
But
All right.
we're pretty much Hudson Valley, which is a great, scene. There's so much happening in Hudson Valley and the music, all the arts, that it feels great to be part of that community.
Well, and there's a lot of varieties of venues you can play at there as well. So
Correct.
we're in a rich part of the country here.
Yeah,
And I
no, I
don't mean
agree.
riches in dollars, it's that too, but
Yeah,
as
there's a
far as
lot of that in addition. Yeah,
and
especially where I'm at now, because we all formed in Beacon. We all met in Beacon and put the band together. And then 3 and change years ago, I ended up moving with my family down to Westchester. So I'm in a little different part of the area now. But yeah, the band is for the most part based in Beacon, and we'll play anywhere 2-hour radius of Beacon.
All right. Well, you're going to be playing on August 18th. That's this Saturday at the Stissing Center in Pine Plains, New York. We've been talking to August Eriksmoen and Jordan Shapiro about their band Bees in the Barn. So if you have any interest in what they've been talking about and want to hear some of their original compositions and some other stuff as well. I guess they're going to add some singing this time instead of just playing music. You'll want to go up to the Stissing Center again Saturday, April 18th at 7:30 p.m. You can go online to get tickets for this, thestissingcenter.org/events. And thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome, Michael. And
All
if they and
right.
if I can just play, if they want to, kind of hear a little bit of us to see if they want to come, it's real easy to hear our music at beesinthebarn.com. And we also have an album on, all streaming platforms, for our first album, and then we've released a couple singles over the last couple months
Yeah.
under Bees in
And
the Barn. So check us out.
videos. And there's a lot of YouTubes out there. If you go on YouTube, you can watch, as a video, a live video from shows. And yeah, it's going to be a great concert because we really work towards these concerts, like specifically planning the set list. We've put a lot of effort into, knowing what we're going to play, the set list. So we've been working hard, and we're really looking forward to this concert.
Well, yeah, and you can listen to it on the website, on YouTube, any of the venues, but there's nothing like a live show.
Nothing like live, that's
Yes.
right.
So if
And
you want it,
anything can happen.
you can look in those places he told you to get an idea of it, but to get that live experience, once again, Stissing Center, Saturday, April 18th, Bees in the Barn.
Thanks,
All
Michael.
right.
Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Michael.